Hachette Audio presents The Midwife Murders, written by James Patterson and Richard DeLalo, read by Sophie Amos. For Bob DeLalo and Ed Petrillo, R.D. Prologue. It's Monday. It's August. And it's one of those days that's already so hot at 6 a.m. that they tell you to check on your elderly neighbors, and please don't go outside if you don't have to. So, of course, I'm jogging through the stifling, smelly streets of Crown Heights, Brooklyn, with a dog named the Duke. Yes, not Duke, but the Duke. That's his name. That's what my son, Willie, who was 4 years old when the Duke was a puppy, wanted. So, that's what we did. The Duke is a terrific dog. A mixed-breed German Shepherd Terrier and God knows what else from the Brooklyn Animal Resource Coalition, BARC, Animal Shelter. He's cuter than any guy I ever dated. And Willie was instinctively right about the dog's name. He's the Duke. The Duke is snooty and snobby and slow. He actually seems to think he's royalty. His Highness belongs to Willie, but for 45 minutes a day, the Duke condescends to be my running buddy. The Duke doesn't seem to know or care that I've got places to be. I'm a certified nurse midwife, so I do my work by the schedules of a lot of pregnant women. On a normal day like today, I've got only a small window of time to exercise before getting breakfast on the table, because although Willie...